This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kibbles and Gifts, your one stop for pet supplies on the coastside.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
The Half Moon Bay Shakespeare Company. Did you know that that's been around for quite a while, like 10 or 12 years? We're going to find out about that in this week's Feature of the Week. I'm Cindy Menzel, and my guest today is Debbie Lynn Carriger, who is the artistic director for the Half Moon Bay Shakespeare Company. Hello, Debbie.
Hello. Nice to talk with you, Cindy.
Thank you. So first, let's talk about you a little bit. You're the artistic director, and I understand that you have been performing for a while, and you've actually directed several productions in the Bay Area. Tell us about yourself.
Yeah. I did my undergraduate studies at Baylor University and came out to the American Conservatory Theater for my graduate work. After graduating from ACT, I've directed shows as a freelance director at the Exit, the Eureka, and the Magic Theaters for various companies. I was also the managing director of EastEnders Repertory Company, which no longer exists. Then I kind of got heads down into my corporate career, took a little break, acted here and there, and then an opportunity came up as artistic director of this company, and I applied, and I've been very happy to be working with the board and all of the theater artists on the coast for the last 4 years.
That's just wonderful. So tell us about the Half Moon Bay Shakespeare Company for those of us who are still new to this. Do the performances down at Carter Park, which we'll talk about in a minute, but what are the performances have they done and how long have they been around?
Well, we've been performing Shakespeare shows for the last, this is our 13th year. Started out as a small little group founded by Robert Pickett and our board member Lee Ellis. The first show was actually done in a field in the back of Cameron.
Oh, really?
Before Carter Park was founded. You know, kind of like, do you have a field or a barn? We'll do a show kind of situation. And it was very well received, and I really think that there was a need for, in the coastside community there, for classical theater. And Robert and Lee, you know, worked really hard to put together this company. And we'll talk about Carter Park soon, but they adopted the park as a performance space and really created a home for artists along the coast, up and down the coast, that love to work in classical theater.
That's just lovely. And we all love Shakespeare, even when we can't understand it. But let's go ahead and talk about Carter Park. So we've been seeing a lot of construction and a lot of things going on. Carter Park, it's being renovated. So can you tell us about that, please?
Well, I can say that I'm so excited that Carter Park, all that construction is coming to fruition at the end of April. We've been working really closely with the city to understand the production space, all the technical requirements. It's going to be a little bit different than when you've come to see our shows in Carter Park before, because now there will be some tiered seating and not as much lawn space. But I really think that folks will be amazed by the amphitheater that the city has created that will not only be used for Shakespeare productions or other classical theater that we may produce in the future, but also will have music come into that venue like Wine and Jazz or the End of Summer Festival. It'll be a really great anchor for the community to come together and celebrate the art.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. So could anybody, I wonder, use that park, for example, for picnics or if you have an event, I don't know, graduation or something coming up, or is it just going to be like public music and jazz as you talked about?
Well, I think we'd have to talk to the city a little bit more about their overall plans. I know that they're targeting performance in that space, but it is a public park, so I imagine you could wander in there and have a little picnic during the day without having to reserve it. But again, we'll have to talk to Parks and Rec.
Okay, go off on that squirrel. No, I'll go. Let me come back to the topic here. So the Shakespeare Company, you, again, hmbshakespeare.com. There are a variety of ways people can get involved in the Shakespeare Company. They could be on the board, production team, support in a variety of different ways. So what could you use, or if I'm interested in just Shakespeare or doing something, what might I be able to do?
Well, yeah, we are a volunteer company. We're fueled by our volunteers. So we, not only do we, you know, work with actors and theater artists such as designers and crew members, which we're always looking for, we are always looking for volunteers to support us at community events like the Pride Parade or the Pescadero Arts and Fun Festival. We have front of house rules during the production. We have other outreach initiatives that we'd love to get the community involved with. We're also always looking for board members. Our board can make a meaningful impact. We, you know, we're definitely looking for people in the community with certain skills. Like if you particularly have any finance treasury skills or fundraising and development and grant writing, those are always needed by any board. We have a very strong board now, and we want to expand and grow so that our community footprint can grow and we can offer more programs to the city. We also, obviously, you can always donate to Half Moon Bay Shakespeare. We are a 501c3 nonprofit. We do participate in CoSci Gives as well, so you'll see some of that coming up here in the spring.
Right, and I saw on Venmo you can Venmo to at Half Moon Bay Shakes if you want to donate or support financially. But so your next, the upcoming production is Taming of the Shrew, and that's going to be August 15 through September 14. So from today going up to the production, what has to happen between now and your opening performance on August 15th?
Well, we just had a round of auditions and are in the process of finalizing the casting of the show. I'm working with the set designer and other designers to work on the production aspects of the show. We also will do a reading. The cast will read the play for the designers on our board to finalize some of those design elements and add some excitement to our season. We start rehearsals in July, and then we go through a set build, costume change, you know, fittings and all of that kind of stuff. There's so much that goes into a production. Hair and makeup test before we move into the park, build our set in there, have what we call our tech week, which is where we add all the technical elements of the show before we open on August 15th.
It sounds like a lot of work, but a lot of fun. So when you do auditions, just out of curiosity, what do they do? I presume, of course, they read something from the script, but what do you look for when people are coming to do auditions?
Well, me as a director personally, because I don't direct all the shows, me as a director, I look for some facility with language, of course, because we are often doing Shakespeare. I look for heart, and I look for somebody, truthfully, I look for somebody that I want to work with for the next 8 weeks.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Whether that be, you know, because of their agility with acting and language, or someone that I feel like I could work with closely and bring them to a certain level, you know, increasing their acumen and skill with Shakespeare as well.
Right. Okay, so Taming of the Shrew, let's talk about that for a minute. I remember seeing that back in mid school, and it was very funny. You want to share with us a little bit about the story and what we can expect to see there in our newly renovated Carter Park when this opens up on August 15th?
Yeah, I mean, I think that this is a story that many folks are familiar with. We've seen it adapted into so many different things throughout the years. But basically, we have a couple, Caterina and Petruchio, who it's their love story. But the basis of this story is we have two daughters, and Baptista, their parent, would not like to marry the younger daughter before the older one is married. And the older one is characterized as a shrew, you know, kind of a mean-spirited person, but Petruchio comes to tame the shrew. And there's a lot of controversy over what that means and how that falls out in the way that you play it. So we'll explore that with our actors, and I hope to have some conversation with the audiences about that. It's definitely a comedy. Also, I will call out that it's the first show that this company has ever done. So it holds a special place in our history and our hearts. And so it's one of the reasons why I chose it to be our first show in the park.
That's just wonderful. Okay, so Half Moon Bay Shakespeare Company at hmbshakespeare.com, correct?
Yes.
And the Taming of the Shrew is going to be at the newly renovated Carter Park starting August 15 through September 14. Debbie, thank you for the visit. And
thank you so much for having me.
It would have been very fun. So for Feature Story of the Week, I am Cindy Menzel.
To be or not to be, that is the question. And our thanks to Cindy Menzel for getting answers for the upcoming season of the Half Moon Bay Shakespeare Company. For Radio Magazine, I'm Jim Henderson. And if you have any questions about what was going on in Half Moon Bay and the Coastside in 1985, we have the answers, courtesy of Cameron Palmer, host of the KHMB Time Machine. This is Community Radio for the San Mateo County Midcoast, 100.9 KHMB.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
Are you wondering whether you can buy your new home before selling the old one? This is Kirsten Hagen with Palermo Properties team at Compass with some good news. There's an exciting opportunity which could allow you to qualify for a new home purchase without the high cost of a bridge loan and without the extra hassle of moving twice and trying to prepare and show your home while you're still living there. You could make an offer on the home of your dreams that isn't contingent on your current home selling, greatly improving your chances of having your offer accepted. To find out more about the Buy Before You Sell program, including key requirements, helpful tips on financing options, and how it could benefit your bottom line, contact me at homesbyhagen.com. That's homesbyhagen.com. I would love to help you get where you want to be.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1985.
It's April of 1985 in Half Moon Bay and the Coastside. What were things like around here back then? We'll check in the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review. Big crowds attend grand opening party at Long's Drugs. Half Moon Bay dignitaries and Long's Drugs managers and vice presidents participated in the ribbon-cutting ceremony marking the opening of the new drugstore in Strawflower Village Shopping Center. And $220 of frozen meat stolen from Golden West Restaurant. In early morning hours, someone broke into the Golden West Restaurant and made off with $220. $20 of meat. Apparently, nearby Half Moon Bay Lodge was also entered according to the night auditor, but nothing was taken. Sailboat sinks off Half Moon Bay. The Coast Guard rescues operator after being in the cold waters of the Pacific for 12 hours. The operator of the sailboat was rescued after the vessel sank. Cause of the sinking is unknown, and it was not until a distress signal was picked up by an Air Force station in Illinois and relayed back to the Coast Guard in Alameda that Jack Hoover of Tracy was rescued. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. Thank you all for a great turnout for St. Patty's Day at my pub. Many of you saw the big blow-up leprechaun welcoming the green fun and music and the corned beef dinner for all. We had green everywhere, and a good time was had all throughout the weekend, starting Friday through the actual Monday of St. Patty's Day. Music was played, green was worn, and for a few days, we were all Irish. It was truly a good time. Thank you for all coming, and I hope to see you next year as well, as we've created a monster, and it's a wonderful Coastside tradition. And speaking of blow-up things, welcoming you to my pub, Have you been noticing the big blow-up of Winston Churchill that I have right at the corner of Highway 1 and Wavecrest Road? Please look out for Winston. Keep calm and cameras on. Topping the news in 1985, as the spread of AIDS increases, governments around the world start screening blood donations for AIDS, and the first version of Windows is released, version 1.0. Terrorists continue to perform acts of terrorism, including the hijack of TWA Flight 847. Famine in Ethiopia is shown more on TV news in July, and Live Aid concerts around the world raise many millions to help starving in Africa, and the pop industry and the U.S. joins together to sing We Are the World. In 1985, you could buy a house for $89,000 on an average yearly income of $22,000, monthly rent $375, postage stamp 22 cents, a pound of bacon $1.65, and gasoline for your car less than a pound of bacon. Gas is just $1.09 a gallon. As mentioned earlier, millions of dollars was raised in the spring of 1985 to help the starving in Africa, and much of that money came from the efforts of the pop music industry. 46 major artists came together under the common name USA for Africa. Their recording was number one for 4 weeks and went platinum. Here's USA for Africa and We Are the World.
Done.
This singer is relatively new on the music scene. She was born in Bay City, Michigan. Her first hit was just 2 years ago, and she is off to a good start. Here's Madonna and Angel. Until next time, for another year, this is Cameron Palmer for the KHMB Time Machine. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
Hi, this is Bob with BK Motors, your local consignment auto dealer. If you're looking for a good, reliable, safe used vehicle, you'll want to come down and take a look at what we have. We've always got a great selection of pre-owned vehicles available. We offer financing through Monterra Credit Union, along with extended service contracts. Give us a call at 650-726-8220 or go to bkmotors.com. We're located next to McDonald's and next to Granola's Coffee House in Half Moon Bay.
I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals. Pet Patrol is brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coastside. Visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com. And now, your host for Pet Patrol, Krista Livingston.
One of the enduring mysteries of cats' behavior is why they cover their feces after eliminating. One theory is that they're trying to hide their presence from predators, as cats in the wild are believed to do, but no studies support that idea. Another suggests that the behavior is an indication of cats' fastidiousness, but that doesn't explain fastidious cats who leave urine or feces uncovered. The real answers are far more complicated. Kittens instinctively cover their eliminations by 1 month of age by raking loose dirt over the excrement. The specific site and substrate tend to be learned from the mother cat. It's believed that the odor of the feces initiates the bearing behavior. In fact, some cats will cover the feces of other cats in the household. Pet Patrol continues in a minute, but first, a word about Kibbles and Gifts. Kibbles and Gifts is a local family-owned business, and to this day, our customers are almost all locals. Kibbles has competitive prices, lots of monthly sales, frequent buyer programs, a store loyalty program, and great customer service. We now offer online ordering, curbside pickup, and delivery. We are located next to Safeway and the Strawflower Shopping Center. You can also visit us online at kibblesandgifts.com or give us a call at 650-726-3700. Now, back to the show. Feral cats usually bury their feces within their core area, the area where they spend most of their time, but do so less often in other areas. Uncovered feces tend to be found along frequented routes or on elevated areas, which may send a message to other cats about a particular cat's sex or state of health. Feral cats also tend to use multiple areas for eliminating, which may help prevent parasite transmission. It is possible that domestication has affected this bearing behavior, and that may explain why some household cats don't cover their feces. Having a cover on a litter box doesn't affect whether the cats bury their feces, but it can determine whether they use the litter box. Most cats prefer uncovered litter boxes, probably because they have more room to move around and because the odor isn't trapped inside the box. In addition, cats cannot see out very well in a covered box, making them more vulnerable to being ambushed by another cat. In this case, instinct prevails. Until next week, this is Krista Livingston with Kibbles and Gifts and Kibbles Pet Care.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of KHMB Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@khmbradio.com. Pet Patrol has been brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coastside. Phone them at 726-3700 or visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Did you know that spending time in nature can lower blood pressure, reduce stress hormones, and even boost your immune system? In Japan, this practice is known as Shinrin Yoku, or forest bathing, and research shows it has a profound effect on both physical and mental health. Hello, I'm Reverend Dr. Lily Gatso, pastoral psychotherapist, and your guest host for Keeping Pace with Your Health. Today, we'll explore how immersing yourself in nature without distractions can improve your well-being and help you reconnect with yourself and the world around you. In our fast-paced, technology-driven lives, stress and anxiety have become all too common. But studies have found that a 20-minute walk in nature significantly lowers cortisol, the body's stress hormone. Time spent in green spaces improves mood, focus, and cognitive function. Essential oils released by trees, called phytoncides, enhance immune system activity and increase natural killer cell function, which helps fight disease. Forest bathing isn't about exercise. It's about being rather than doing. So, how can you start? Stay with me. We'll dive into simple ways to practice forest bathing after the break. Now a word from Shepherd Family Dentistry.
This is Dr. Brian Shepherd. Do you snore or have trouble sleeping? If so, you may have obstructive sleep apnea. If untreated, obstructive sleep apnea can lead to stroke, heart problems, high blood pressure, and diabetes. Shepherd Family Dentistry can arrange a home sleep study connected with a specialized MD for diagnosis and customize a discrete appliance to alleviate symptoms and provide restful sleep. We can bill medical insurance and Medicare. If you would like to learn more, call us at 726-3355 or visit us at shepherddentist.com. You can get a good night's sleep, and I would like to show you how.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
Welcome back to Keeping Pace with Your Health. Before the break, we explored the science behind forest bathing. Now, let's talk about how to incorporate it into your life. Research shows that the brain is capable of growth and change, so even small, intentional practices like immersing yourself in nature can create long-term benefits for your mental and physical well-being. Here's how to get started with forest bathing. Find a quiet, green space. A forest is ideal, but a park or garden works too. And we have plenty of that along the coastside. Engage your senses. Notice the colors of the leaves. Listen to birdsong. Feel the breeze on your skin. And breathe in the earthy scents of the trees. Slow down and be present. Walk slowly. Sit under a tree. Or simply stand and observe. Let go of distractions and allow yourself to fully experience the moment. To close, let's try a simple grounding practice together. Take a deep breath. And imagine yourself standing in a forest, surrounded by towering trees. Feel your feet connected to the earth, as if roots are extending down, anchoring you in place. As you exhale, let go of tension and allow the natural energy of the forest to restore your sense of balance and peace. Forest bathing is a simple yet powerful way to calm the mind and restore the body. And remember, you don't have to navigate your healing journey alone. If you or someone you love is struggling with stress, anxiety, or feeling disconnected, I'm here to help. You can reach out to me at lilygodsoe.com. That's LILYGODSOE.com. Or call at 650-492-8865 for support in finding balance and well-being. Until next time, this has been Reverend Dr. Lily Godsoe with Keeping Pace with Your Health. Step outside, take a deep breath, and stay well.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
On the carousel.
Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family.
Listener-supported community radio for the Coastside is KHMB at 100.9 FM and AM 1710. Welcome to yet another edition of Coastside Carousel, the show that's by and for local artists along the Coastside and bands who visit here to play live. I'm Mike Dale, and my guest this week is a local fan favorite, Steve Gallup, and his playing partner, legendary Bay Area harmonica player, Bone Dog Cohen. You can see these two amazing artists at Ocean Ciders in Pillar Point Harbor, 2 to 4 p.m. Admission is free. Come sit by the sea and enjoy a beer or a cider with all the great music. First, a reminder that support for Carousel comes from Cameron's Pub and Restaurant. Bangers and mash, burgers and fries, they've got all kinds of great food. It's delicious. And entertainment for the entire family. Happy hour specials Monday through Friday. Open mic night on Thursday for you performers. And karaoke on Friday and Saturday for you singers. Cameron's Pub and Restaurant, the only true British pub on the coast. And thanks, Cameron, for supporting us all these years. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Coastside Carousel. Have you guys been here before?
We have not. I don't think of you.
My first time.
My God. Well, it's great to have you. I met you at Ocean Cider, Steve. Yes. And we had a great time just having a beer, talking about music. And you've worked with a few of the musicians that I've had on Coastside Carousel.
Right.
We got Mr. Harp Player, Mouth Harp, Bone Dog.
Ow!
So first we got to ask how you got that name.
I've got this minor addiction. Steve has a song about buying stuff on Amazon at night, and my addiction is buying old tube amplifiers. My wife jokes that she'd rather I had a nighttime online addiction like other guys do. We're not going to go into that. but I find old amps, and one of these amps I got a few years back, this old Tweed Fender from like 1948 or so. Beautiful old amp. It shows a lot of wear. It's got the cigarette burns on the top. And the guy had stenciled in black and a faded glitter the names Dog Bone Williams. I tend to be a bit of a dog with a bone when I'm on a project trying to get a song done, what have you. Anyway, that's how it came about, and it seems to have stuck.
Steve, get your butt on microphone here.
All right, I'm here.
Tell us about your upbringing, and because I don't know a lot about your band. Your bio on the website is a little bit scant, okay?
Yeah.
And the band is called Play Away Rust. We'll talk about that in a second. But what are your musical influences?
So I started actually doing a lot of blues stuff. So Noam and I had a band with some other people here on the coast called Hip Shaker for a long time in the early 2000s. We played for maybe 10 years or so together. So I was really into Buddy Guy, Freddie King, you know, Stevie Ray Vaughan, all the blues stuff. Around COVID, I started working on with a group called the Acoustic Guitar Project, which is a group that has guitars in 56 cities around the world. And each year, five songwriters in each city take that guitar and they have a week to write and upload a song. So I became interested in songwriting and got to meet a lot of great songwriters. And during the COVID era, I wrote a song a week for an entire year. And so most of the songs that Noam and I are playing now come out of that year of writing songs.
I love your lyrics. You're a little sarcastic, a little sardonic. I love
bittersweet.
It. Bittersweet. Bittersweet. It fits my personality too. I love your social commentary. So I want to start with, do you remember the 2020 blues?
Sure.
Tell us how that emanated. I know you were on KHMB at that time with Jim Henderson, but now we're going to give you full blast on your theory behind the 2020 blues.
So this was one of those songs that just kind of came out quickly when COVID first hit and everything was shutting down, where we thought that these things were going to be really fast. It was going to be over in 3 weeks. A lot of the things that were going on, I started kind of writing down thinking, oh, we're going to forget this stuff. So, you know, I wrote down that people were lined up for toilet paper, you know, and that you couldn't get chicken and that everybody was terrified anytime somebody coughed, right? We all ran away and felt like we were going to end up in the ICU if we were in an elevator with somebody who coughed. So it was kind of an interesting time. So I ended up with this big, like just a bunch of notes in a journal. And one morning I sat down and I thought, I got to turn this into a song. So just took a lot of the experiences that I had noticed that I had kind of forgotten about. You know, everybody's watching Tiger King right
that.
Now. Right? the kind of things that you don't remember. And then Do You Remember the 2020 Blues was ironic because it was 2021. It was still going on. And now it's kind of, the meaning of it has kind of changed because now people are thinking, oh, yeah, I do remember that.
All right, Coastsiders, if you haven't heard this song before, it's called Do You Remember the 2020 Blues? And one of my favorite lines in it is, I got into an elevator, thought I was headed for a ventilator.
There you go.
It's Do You Remember the 2020 Blues?
That's the kind of a rhyme that makes the song.
Coastside Carousel on KHMB.
Started out over in China, then Tom Hanks got it in Australia. Prince Charles spread it all around London town. Every time I got into an elevator, thought I was headed for a ventilator. Do you remember the 2020 blues? We
worked from home in our underwear for a year. Nobody cut their hair. Girls went gray. Everyone was blue. We bought bigger refrigerators, filled our garages with toilet paper, alcohol, and frozen chickens, too. I standing in line at Trader Joe's, heard somebody blow their nose, ran straight away to the IC. They told me, Steve, you're paranoid, but I was just trying to avoid that thing they call the 2020 blues. Do you remember those 2020 blues? We practiced social distancing, stayed at home and watched Tiger King, did jigsaw puzzles and happy hours on Zoom. If you lost your job, paid by the hour, the government sent you $1,000. Don't worry, the president says it's cool. Well, that guy got it, and he did fine. We kept him and lost John Bryan. This virus can be cruel. Do you remember the 2020 blues? We're getting tired of growing tomatoes, washing our hands and washing our mail when we heard the words that seemed too good to be true. There's a vaccine. Woohoo! Well, I rushed right out and got in line. You get yours and I get mine, and pretty soon this whole thing will be through. That's not quite the way it went. There's booster shots and variants, and the politics left everybody screwed. So it's take your mask off and put your mask on. Take your mask off and put your mask on. Take your mask off and put your mask on. Eat your dinner in a parking lot and maybe by 2020, 2, 3, 4, 5. Do you remember those 2020 blues? I've had enough of them. How about you? Those 2020 blues.
Community Radio for the Coastside is KHMB at 100.9 FM and AM 1710. I'm Mike Dale, and you're on Coastside Carousel, and I'm having a blast with the guys Steve Gallup and Bone Dog Cohen. They will be performing for you on Saturday, April 12th, 2 to 4 p.m. at Ocean Ciders in Pillar Point Harbor. Admission is free. Come sit by the sea and enjoy a beer or cider with the great music. So maybe I get you guys to play it a little live today, but there's Do You Remember the 2020 Blues. Let's play another song right now because I kind of misspoke and said you were all 12-bar blues, but when I hear a song like Down in Louisiana, that seems like more Americana to me, just more southern rock, I guess you would say.
I always kind of wanted to write a Down at the Crossroads song myself, right? And this was my version of it. So I
put this song in a great American tradition known as murder ballads. And this is, I think, one of the best murder ballads I've heard. Anyway, my buddy Steve, he knows how to do it.
I just love creatives. All right, let's hear it now. This is called Down in Louisiana, Coastside Carousel on KHMB.
Down in Louisiana, Mississippi waters roll. Met a little girl and I fell in love. She had a diamond in her nose, a diamond right in her nose. I took her to meet my mama, asked that we might wed. The words that still come on her baby lips still echo in my head. That she had a lover, he would never set her free. If I wanted her to be my bride, you know the rest was up to me. The devil, he was handsome. The devil, he was kind. We made a deal for the girl I love forever to be mine. Oh, never to be mine.
Listener-supported community radio for the Coastside is KHMB, and there is Down in Louisiana with Steve Gallup and Bone Dog Cohen. Boy, that's good stuff, and we're having a blast talking about the music. If you like what you hear, you can go to the website playawayrust.com and see them live on Saturday, April 12th, 2 to 4 p.m. at Ocean Ciders in Pillar Point Harbor. What a beautiful scene. Admission is free. Come sit by the sea and enjoy a beer or a cider with all the great music. What else do you want to play next? Oh, I know what I want to hear next. So the song is While the Revolution Brews. And can I just read an opening lyric? And then I want you to do some commentary on what you already wrote, right?
Sure.
There's a few things I would change if I could. The current management is up to no good. So what were you thinking when you wrote that song, Steve?
You know, this was a time when a lot of conspiracy theories were coming out. There have always been a lot of them. So this was sort of the thread that runs through someone who kind of thinks that, you know, they're smarter than everybody else, have got it all figured out, and they want to teach everybody about all the conspiracies and what's really going on in the world and get you to join them. But with a spin that the current access to social media and using Instagram to do it and things like that. I actually finished recording this, you know, just before everything happened, January 6th. So it seemed a little prescient at the time, but I think it's held up. I don't know. What do you know?
I think this has a little bit to do with you having another hangout in Berkeley and spending a little too much time on Telegraph Avenue, maybe.
Yeah, it kind of started out in a restaurant where I was picturing this waiter trying to push his conspiracy theories on the customers and wanting to just talk your ear off, which isn't such a far-fetched thing if you've spent any time in Berkeley.
So let's see what Steve has to say. And Bone Dog, are you on this one as well?
Yeah, I'm on.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, great.
Even your dogs are at the end.
Okay.
Your dogs are barking at the end.
Dogs with the bones? Okay, here we go. This is called While the Revolution Brews on KHMB's Coastside Carousel.
landed on the moon. Well, the earth is flat, not round, like a balloon.
Yeah, they were the
100.9 FM and the amazing AM 1710 is KHMB. I'm Mike Dale with Steve Gallup and Bone Dog Cohen playing all the music they have right now. And more will be coming as they're working with Rich Pearsall and Studio E. That was While the Revolution Brews. Have you got any reaction to that song when you play it live? Anyone spitting from the corridors of Oceansiders or any of that? Even when fans can see you guys live on Saturday, April 12th, 2 to 4 at Oceansiders in Pillar Point Harbor?
We haven't had anybody attack the stage or throw anything, so we feel that's a good
sign.
Yeah,
I try and keep everything as neutral as I can. It's kind of a humorous take on it, so far so good.
God, I can't thank you guys enough for coming in today. I know everyone's time is precious. Steve Gallup, Bone Dog Cohen, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you very much. It was great coming in here.
Yeah, I loved it. It was a great little place. I love the whole idea of community radio and tying in. It's a great community down here. I'm peripheral up in SF, but the way Steve's plugged into the scene down here and community radio is obviously a part of it.
Yeah. Can you do a little mouth harp phrasing for our way out?
Hang on. What the hell happened?
And that'll do it for this edition of Coastside Carousel. Remember to support your local artists and the venues at which they play.
On the carousel. On the carousel.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel. featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.
This is David Barton with another moment from America's history. In several decisions over recent years, the Supreme Court has consistently ruled that it is unconstitutional for the government to encourage religion. Did our founding fathers agree with this? Consider the words of Henry Lawrence, a signer of the Constitution and a president of Congress. Henry Lawrence declared, "I had the honor of being one who framed that Constitution. In order effectually to accomplish these great ends set forth in the Constitution, it is especially the duty of those who bear rule to promote and encourage respect for God and virtue, and to discourage every degree of vice and immorality." Founding Father Henry Lawrence believed that the goals of the Constitution could not be fulfilled apart from a fear and a respect for God, and that it was therefore the duty of government to encourage this among the people.
For more information on God's hand in American history, contact Wall Builders at 1-800-8-REBUILD.